That was Taylor Swift with Willow. It's the Elvira remix. We are just, you know, plenty of the fresh hits here at Power. This morning, I am joined by the lovely Amity Dry. Last night was the opening night of her show, Beautifully Brave. How was it to be back on stage again last night?
So great, Molly. This is my second season. I had another one in Gluttony with 39 Forever a few weeks back, and God, it feels so good to be on stage again after last year. So good.
Now, this is going to be one of your last runs of performances before you take a break from performing in general. You're going to be focusing on your career in real estate. How interesting.
Yeah, well, last year brought a big change for lots of us, but particularly for us in the arts, because, you know, I had a pretty great career lined up and lots of gigs, and I was working on cruise ships and had enough to... Oh, that's my alarm going off telling me to talk to you.
You're all good.
Had enough to sustain me, and, you know, everything stopped overnight and I had to find a backup plan. So, yeah, I got my real estate license and I started working for Owens Castle, which I'm really loving, actually, really loving. And so I just, you know, I just thought I might take a little break of performing. The performing part I love more than anything in the world, and the songwriting part, the creative part. But the producing part is really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard to make a living in this business. And, you know, I've got two kids to support. And so that means I got to, you know, sometimes you got to diversify, and that's what I'm doing. So I'm just going to step back for a little while, really throw myself into real estate, and then I'll be back. But, you know, I'm certainly not retiring or anything. I could never perform. In my whole heart, you know, I couldn't not do it.
If anyone listening right now wants to come and check out your show, it is on tonight at 7:45 at a new fringe hub, the Queens. Now, your show is going to be including some of your music from The Mother Life, your albums, The Lighthouse, True to Me, and also some covers. Is there a big difference between performing your own music and somebody else's song? Which do you prefer more?
Oh, definitely my own. Mm. Yeah, definitely. Although I've got some amazing songs from other artists in this show. But, yeah, there's nothing like performing something that you wrote, particularly because I haven't performed my own music with a band in a really long time. And that's just been wonderful, you know, doing it last night. I've got a brilliant band, amazing sound system in that venue. It's a gorgeous venue. It's just the best feeling in the world.
And I'd imagine when you're performing those songs again that all of those feelings just feel fresh again. Is that the case?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like, you know, The Lighthouse, I wrote that 20 years ago. God.
Wow.
God. I know. So, you know, but I love it as much as I always did, and I love performing it as much as I always did. So, yeah, you know, like I say in the show, these songs are, you know, little pages of my story. They're all little snapshots of things I've been through over my life. And so, you know, they're really important to me, and I love sharing them with people and then having them be important to people as well.
Oh, of course. Now, you say that this show is years in the making. How many years are we talking?
Oh, my God. Well, I wrote my first song when I was 13. So,
how do you write a song as a 13-year-old?
Well, it was pretty dramatic. It was called Never Ending Love.
Oh, my God, I love it.
It did not end up being my Never Ending Love, not surprisingly. I don't know, I guess you have to be a bit of a drama queen, which comes naturally to both 13-year-olds and songwriters. So you just have to turn everything into, you know, turn the drama up to max, which, you know, sometimes I wish that I wasn't like that, because it makes for a very up and down life, but makes
oh, yeah.
a great song.
Can you remember any of that song? Like, does it just come straight
yeah,
back
all
to
of
you?
It.
Oh
yeah.
My God, can you sing us a line?
So actually, I'll play a tiny bit in the show. So it goes like, you know, I'll be there standing by your side. I will hold your hand, and even if you try to break away from my love, I'll still care and I'll still be there with open arms and never-ending love.
Oh, my God.
Very dramatic.
I love it.
A little bit stalky, you know, like, don't break away from my love.
But you're 13. Like, it's so good. Oh.
Yeah.
That's the highlight of my morning.
it's hilarious. So, yeah, ever since then, I've been, anything that happens to me that's major in my life goes into music. So I've got, yeah, all these documented songs of times in my life, which is pretty cool.
It's almost like a photo album of your life. Yeah. And then you kind of touch back on those parts by singing those songs. And it sounds like your show, Beautifully Brave, is going to just encapsulate all of that. Like I said, you can catch the show tonight, 7:45, the new Fringe Hub at the Queen's. And thanks for singing us your 13-year-old love song.
You're welcome.